This must be Zapatilia, the great city. It's so different from how I imagined it. This isn't an ancient civilization. This is a city of the future. And there are the waterways. They really do go everywhere. Is the water glowing? It feels weird on my hand. Tingly. That must be what powers all this technology. That's why there's water everywhere. It's not just the force fields. They actually use the water as well. They must send the power for the technology through the water somehow. Amazing.
Hey, there he is!
Huh?
Stop him!
And we're running again.
Somebody grab that guy! Don't let him get away!
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Sorry. Excuse me. Sorry. Come through. Just come through. Excuse me. Thank you. Sorry. Thank you. Sorry. Excuse me. Here we go.
Professor.
Fancy seeing you here, Shirley.
Yes, I came by to see you. And you weren't in. I got concerned because Hans is still out there. So I used the key you gave me, remember? To see if you were in. And as I was looking around, this door opened completely by accident. And this is a wonderful collection, by the way. You can really feel the history.
Why, thank you. You would not believe how long it's taken me to piece this collection together. And of course, I've always had a fascination with my family history. You can see the likeness. You're not buying any of this at all, are you?
No, not really. How about my story?
Nope.
Ah, bye.
That's quite enough of that, my dear. You aren't going anywhere.
There. That should keep them off my scent.
Hello, Hans.
Ah! Borga, how did you find me?
I slipped a tracker on you before your dramatic exit. The rest of the guards don't know about it.
So what now?
Now? Now I show you why Decorus and I were plotting against Zapatil. Tell me, man from the future, in all those stories you read about the great Zapatilia, was there ever a story about the tower?
There is the story of the tower to the heavens. The great god Zapatil, who so loved his children, built a great tower for them so that they could be free among the stars. But the traitor, jealous of Zapatil's love, destroyed the tower, cheated the people, and caused the great god to leave in grief. Something along those lines.
A pleasant fable. The reality is slightly different. In order to escape this planet, this prison, his fellow aliens, did you call them? His fellow aliens had created, Zapatil needs a great deal of power.
Well, this city seems to have a great deal of power already. It's flowing through the waterways.
Not enough, and of the wrong type. The power of an ocean pales in comparison to the amount and kind of power that may be siphoned from the spirit of an intelligent creature.
You mean Zapatil intends to what? Suck the life force out of people?
Precisely. Decorus and I deduced that it was his experiments in this field that got Zapatil imprisoned in the first place. His jailers must have thought humans were too few and primitive to provide enough life force for him. They failed to take into account all of this. Zapatil spent 1,000 years building up our civilization, teaching us technology so we could increase our numbers and provide the infrastructure he needed. A long time, but perhaps not so long for a god.
So what's he going to do?
Well, that's the tower there. In a matter of days, he will activate the tower and suck the life force, as you call it, out of everyone in the city at once. This will give him the power needed to escape our world and visit vengeance on his own people. That is how we will be free among the stars, Hans, as fuel.
There. Now that I have your complete attention, do you know what this is?
Nice, Raygun. Did you get that out of a box of Cracker Jacks?
It does rather look like a ray gun from a science fiction TV show, doesn't it? It's an artifact from ancient Zapatilia, one that I've kept for myself rather than displaying it with the rest of the collection. It has a number of settings. The lowest one will merely stun you. This is the highest setting. As you can see, it's rather effective at completely destroying anything its beam touches. So, when I kill you with it, there won't be any messy evidence left behind.
Wait!
Hmm?
That's a nice pendant you have there. I've seen it before.
This? Yes, they do all look alike. I gave one of these to that fool, Hans. I told him to affix it to the fountain in the exhibit. I wanted to see what it would do. And Hans made an acceptable guinea pig. I was hiding. I saw what happened to him. He put the pendant on the fountain. It glowed, and your paramour was disintegrated. And soon, once I figure out how all these artifacts work, that power will be mine to command. I will not be denied again.
Again? So all those portraits over thousands of years, not just good genes?
No, you figured me out. The first thing I remember was awakening in a forest, thousands of years ago. I had no idea who I was, hardly any knowledge of any kind. Eventually, I found out I didn't age. I don't get sick. I can get hurt, but I heal remarkably fast. My mental faculties have always been superior to my contemporaries. I found myself drawn to artifacts of subtilian origin, even if no one else knew what they were. Eventually, I realized I was from fabled Subtilia. Furthermore, I realized I was a Subtil. I had had near the power of a god, and somehow that power had been stolen from me. As Subtilia faded to legend, to myth, to oblivion, I vowed to reclaim the power that had been stolen from me. It took millennia, but I have acquired the largest collection of Subtilian artifacts the world has known since the fall, and I am on the cusp of truly learning how to use them. Once I do, I will rule this world like a god. My birthright restored, and no one, especially not some mere woman, will stand in my way.
It looks like you got me. But before you turn me into dust, could you answer one more question as a condemned girl's last request?
And what question will that be?
Is that rug you're standing on also Zapatillion?
Huh?
I'll take that.
Give me back that amulet.
Ha! Come and get it.
So what's the plan?
We can't save the entire city. The plan is to steal as many sky chariots as we can and use them to transport those who will go to a safe distance from the tower, far away from the city.
But that will still leave, what, tens of thousands of people here to be killed by Zapatil's machine, allowing him to become even more powerful and wreak havoc throughout the cosmos?
Hundreds of thousands. I never said it was a good plan. But under the circumstances, it's the best we've got. Come on. All right, here is how you operate the controls of a sky chariot. This allows you to go up, go down, go to the left, or to the right. This speeds you up or slows you down. This one automatically keeps you going the way you were going before you turned it on. Got all that?
Right, turn that, flip this one, spin that one 3/4 to the left.
If you want to overload the weapons causing an explosion that will destroy you and everyone around you, sure. Watch again, carefully.
Okay, up, down, left, right, fast, slow, take a nap, got it.
Good. Now you take this one and I'll take that one over there. Just go slow and follow me, I know the codes and procedures. It will look like two workers taking some chariots out for routine maintenance. We'll hide them, come back for more until we have enough. In a few days, we'll be able to...
What was that? I didn't catch that.
That can't be. That doesn't make any... Hold on. Oh no.
What is it? What's wrong?
Zapatil wasn't supposed to activate the tower for another week, but he's moved up the timetable. He's going to kill the entire city today.